evening. Before we start, it's appropriate to say a Perek Tehillim for the well-being of our brothers and sisters all around the world. Tehillim Kuflamet, Shira Ma'alois, Bima Makim Krosicho Adonai, Adonai Shimo Bekoili, Tienu Oznecho Kashuvois Lekoil Tachanunoi, Im Avoinois Tishmoyo Adonai Miyamoid, Ki Imecho Haselicho Leman Tivorei, Ivisi Adonai, Ki Veso Nafshi Velidvoro Hoi Hoi Cholti, נפשי לאדוני ושוימרים לבויקר, שוימרים לבויקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו יפדוס. והוא יפדס ישראל מכל אדוני סוף. אחינו כל בית ישראל אנצורים בצור ובשביו, ואין זמדים ביום ואין ביבושו. עמוקים מרחם עליהם, ויציאים מצור לרווחו, מאפילו לאירו, משיבוט לגולו, אשתו בעגולו, בזמן קוריב, ונעימה הרעומן. In normal times, every day, one goes a few times to the Beis HaKnesses to join a minyan. And suddenly, all of that stopped. Hashem Yisborach is a great mechanech. But there has to be here an educational lesson, a teaching of chizuk, of guidance, that he provides us by that. Let's perhaps together try to find some light, some lesson, some guidance in what happens regarding the closing of Bote Knesias and Bote Midrashes. What does it represent? In this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayikra, there's a famous Chazal, a Gemara, in the end of Menachos, that Rashi brings down in a shortened version in Vayikra. Chazal say, Ne'emar b'sher agas, ishereach nichoyach. Regarding bringing a korban, a sher agas, a big bull, the Torah calls it ishereach nichoyach, a fire offering with a satisfying reach, a satisfying smell. Ne'emar u'ba'oif hadak, bringing a little bird. The second korban is a parsha. The Torah also says, Ishereach nechoyach. Ubemincho, the third korban, a korban mincho for a poor person, it's only some flour and oil. The Torah also says, Ishereach nechoyach. Loyma lecho, that comes to tell you, Echotamar bevechotamamit, whether one gives a lot or one gives a little. It's equally accepted and equally pleasing to Hashem, provided that he directs his heart toward his Father in heaven. It doesn't make any difference if it's a lot or it's a little, provided that he directs his heart, that he's mechaven his heart to Avinu Shebashomayim. If he brings a bull, or a little bird, or a mincha, a bit of flour and oil, even mechaveni b'le shomayim, they all are equally accepted, equally pleasing to Hashem. There is a question in the Mefoshim, the Taz in the beginning of Erechaim, how can it be that it's equally accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Obviously we speak that the person in both cases is mechaven Hashomayim. So the one who brings more has the benefit of bringing more. Because regarding the kavona, him and the one who brings less are the same. So he has the benefit of bringing more How can we say that it doesn't make difference if it brings a lot or brings a little? It's the same. It's equally pleasing to Hashem. How can it be? So in Sforim, there's an approach, a chiddush. The one who brings a lot, at the end of the day, he has a feeling that bringing a lot, that the quantity means also something, at the end of the day. So he feels well about the fact that he was able to bring more, to bring a lot. The quantity is also something. It's a nice size. It is something. Is the message of Chazal the opposite that we think? The message of Chazal is that the one who brings a lot might be a chesor and a lack of mechaven libo l'shamayim, because he feels so good about the fact that he's able to bring a big bull compared to the one who brings only a bird or only a mincha. Is the chiddush of Chazal is the goal of all the avoider is not what you actually bring. The goal of the avoider is the kavona libo l'shamayim, that you should be able to direct your heart towards your Father in heaven. So what's the difference? How do you achieve that? If you achieved it by bringing a lot, or you achieved it by bringing a little. Maybe bringing a lot will be harder to achieve. So if your goal was to be mechaveni b'rashomayim and you achieved it, it doesn't make a difference how it worked. If it worked through marbe to a lot, or it worked too little, because the actual bringing the carbon, that's not the tachlis. The goal is to have a nibbala shomayim. If the marbe is able to bring himself that you be mechav a nibbala shomayim, it's great. If the mamayet is able to be zeicher that he's mechav a nibbala shomayim through the meal, through the little carbon, it's equally great. Both are the same. Obviously, when the one who brings a little bird could bring more, that's already a sign that he was not mechaveni balashomayim. We don't speak in these cases. We don't speak in the cases that a person would think, oh, for me, I don't need the highest level. For me, a middle level is also good. That's definitely a lack in mechaveni balashomayim. We speak that a person gives it utmost. And an only a poor person can't give more than a mincha. He takes away from his bread, flour. He takes away from the oil that he needs for baking, for cooking. He takes away a bit, and he brings the mincha for that. He's mechav. But if the goal is, and he reached the goal, mechav alibel ha-shomayim, echot ha-marbe, the marbe might have another challenge, and the mamayet has another challenge. But if both of them reach the goal of mechav alibel ha-shomayim, that is the purpose of the entire korban. More than that is not needed. The avoid is only a way to make it happen, not more than that. That is the answer that is given. So at the end of the day, if it was, there's no more benefit of bringing more. Because the benefit is only in the level of Mechaber Nibbala Shamayim. If that is the same, it's fine. It's fine in both cases. Let's listen now to Dvorim HaKdoshim of Chazal in this week's Medrash. I think only Chazal could have said such tremendous words. Mordike Chiddush. Chazal bring a posuk in Mishlei Yudches. Gam v'loy das nefesh loy toiv, v'otz baraglayim choyte. Literally first, without insight, it's not good for the soul. And he who hastens with his feet has a sin. That literally. Chazal learned this posuk, that this posuk refers to Karbonus, in this week's parsha. And one of the Amoruim explained as follows. A person makes a chait without intention. He makes an avera without intention. He brings for this chait a chatos, a korban chatos, or a korban osham. That's the first part of the posuk. Gam v'loy das, nefesh loy toif. It's not good for the nefesh to bring korbanos because of the Broidas, because he made an Avera without intention. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Rather, you should be careful not to come to this problem at all. One shouldn't think, you bring a carbon, so I'm fine. Loitoif. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But Loitas, things that happen without intention, and you bring a carbon for it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like such a nefesh. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want the hate and doesn't need the carbon. However, that goes further. Not only that he doesn't want a carbon for a hate, a chataz or osham. He who hurries with his legs, what means? He hurries to the mikdash. He runs to the mikdash to offer an adorim on a dovis. He wants to offer vows, nadorim, and free will offerings, nadovis. He's also a chait, he's also a sinner. What is bad with him? His lev motivates him to bring a korban, and he makes a neder or an adover, and he brings it. Why is it a chait? What is bad here? A medrash priya, we don't understand. So the Meforshei HaMedrash experience follows, I will read. The explanation is, he runs, he hurries with his feet. He comes to Bebes HaMikdosh Beheter. He didn't make any Avera. He wants to bring a carbon. How great. Who choite? He's a sinner. Why? Because the tremendous Kedush of the Bebes HaMikdosh in Love Shom Sham Rat Bedech HaChoiko. He shouldn't only come only b'der chokor, sometimes, not too often. When he comes too often, it's a sin, it's an avera. What is the problem? He comes too often, he brings nedorim on a dovois, he hurries, runs into the mikdash, he wants to bring a korban. What could be an avera here? Mipnei k'tushas habayis, because the k'tusha of the bayis, it's an avera. When a person enters too often the mikdash, might be with the best of intentions, but might be that there's disregard, a zilzul in the Kedushas HaMikdosh. If he would be really afraid, if he would have really yira and fear, he would fear to enter the Mikdosh so often. A Moira Mikdosh, the Rebbeinu Shlom dwells there. He's my friend, he's my partner, he's my neighbor, that I can visit him in and out, he's my relative that I can go in and out. How do you dare to do that? So Mamela, Otsraglaim, you hurry too much to the Mikdosh. There might be a disdain, a disregard for the Kedushas HaMikdosh, a lack of yira, a zilzul in the Kedushas HaMikdosh. Only Chazal could say such a thing. Entering too often a Mokem Kodosh could bring, instead of the benefit, could bring a zilzul. Echot HaMarbe, he does a lot. I bring a lot of korbanos, but you missed the point. Where's the yira? Where's the fear? Where's the covet? It's too often. It's too much. On a daily basis, we were zeicher to enter Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. Why doesn't it cause this problem? Couldn't it cause this problem? That at the end of the day, we miss the main point. The Beis HaMedrash is like a pleasant place to be, where we feel comfortable, like in our own home, like in our own dining room. It's like our house, we belong there, we feel Hamish. That might be a problem. To avoid this problem of steady entering the shul and Beis HaMedrash, Chazal were metaken. In the beginning, before the beginning of Tefillah, the Pasuk of Ma'atoivu, and we say there, V'ani b'roif chastecho, obay beisecho. I, through the abundance of your kindness, I shall enter into your house. That means that it's not so pashat. It's not so self-understood that I'm zeicher to enter the Mikdosh, that I'm zeicher to enter Shul. It's through your loving kindness. It's I was zeichet through you chesed to enter your house. Eshtachave lehichal kotshecho b'yirosecho. I will bow down to the place of your sanctuary in the fear of you. Because I enter, there shouldn't be a reason, Chas v'Shalom, to use the Yira. Because I'm used to enter your place, it shouldn't, Chas v'Shalom, be a sign of disdain, of zilzul, in the Kedushas HaMikdosh, that I feel Hamish, I'm in Ben Bayis, I belong here like I belong in my dining room. That is the reason of this Agdoma. It's not Poshet. Your chesed, your kindness makes it happen that I'm zoicha to enter your house. And when I enter, eshtachaveh, I'll be humble and bow down b'yirosecho in fear of you. I don't lose my fear of you because I'm already used to enter your house. I'm not chas v'sholem an otz b'raglaim choyte, hurries with his legs and is a choyte because there's this disdain of Kedushas HaMikdosh and of the Yira, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So might be that here there's an educational lesson. We can't go to shul. We can't go. So we have to develop. So this problem if we call it, this fear that might cause a disdain, we feel Hamish, that is over. So it pushes us to develop a Yira of davening. The Yira velet of Yira Hashem without the regilos of entering the house where we feel Hamish. How great are the words that are printed in the Rödelheim Siddur, a Bakosha of Rab Shlomi ben Gvirol. I mentioned that already sometimes by Odin Shul. Shach haravakeshcho, tsuri umisgabi. Before a person starts to daven, says, in the morning, avakeshcho, I'm seeking you, I'm praying to you, tsuri my rock, umisgabi my stronghold. Erech lefonecho, I'll present in front of you. Shachi, my tfilas of the morning, my tfilas ha-shachar, v'gam arbi, also my tfilas of the evening. Lifnei gedulosecho, in front of your greatness, emoit, I will stand for Ebohel. I'll be frightened. What is the fear? Ke en chosire, since your eye will see kol machshev eslibi, all the thoughts of my heart. So maze asheyuchal aleiv alo shalasis. What can already my heart and my poor tongue lasis to do to bring some benefit? Uma koichi, was already my power. Ruchi betoy kirbi, even when my soul is within me, even when I still possess my neshama. What can I bring for you from front of you? It's a good question. However, the answer is, I don't know what I can bring in front of you. I stand in fear, the little creature in front of the great. Hine lecho sitaf. However, you like it. For you it's good, Simras Enosh, the song of people. You like the song of people. What should I tell you? Al kein, that's why, oidecho, I will thank you, boitie nishmas elekabi, as long as the neshama of Hashem is within me. I don't understand. I'm emoid ve'boil, I stand and I'm frightened. And what I realize, what can I already give you? What could my heart and my song and my tongue offer to you? What is my power? I'm powerless, even when the neshama is still within me. However, in the chotitaf, you like it. What should I tell you? You like it, you want it. Titaf zimras enosh. You like the song of people. That's why I will thank you for Tia Nishma Selekabi as long as the neshama is still within me. That's an approach of Yira, a different approach to Tfila. There's no Otz Beraglayim Choyte anymore. There's no hurrying and getting used to the idea to feel Hamish like in my dining room. I stand in front of Hashem and frightened. I develop Yira. I prepare myself with the right mindset of Yira. Ki ein chosire kol machshavos libi. I can't hide anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see everything, what all my thoughts you know. That is not choyte. That is the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us away the Otzva Raglaim. How great it is. What's the question? How great it is. Entering shul and davening with minyan. What could be greater? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moed B'Tfilosom Shal Rabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't despise. Whatever, how great it might be. Like it's great to enter the Mikdash with a carbon. It's Moedik. However, that might be developing a lack, some disdain, a zilzul of Kedusha, some disdain. It's not so choshev anymore. We have to realize that. Rav Chastachover Beisecho, I can only enter your house because you are kind to me. And when I enter as a shtachaveh, I bow down the Yerosecho in fear of you. To develop this fear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us away, this regilus of entering. And now stand in front of him. Here you can't fool yourselves. Here you're only a mammit. You're only a mammit. You bring only less. You don't have the minion. You don't have the botel atomit. You don't have the shul, unfortunately. So what you have to do, it might be easier to be mechavani ben Hashemayim, to realize that without kavon el Hashemayim, indeed, it will be nothing. It will not be valid. To lifnei gdulosho emoid ve'eboel, that's what we could develop in Tfilah. In Sforum is mentioned that the Shemoin Esra starts with Hashem Sosai Tiftoch. Hashem, open my lips. Ufi yagiti lo secho, and my mouth should tell your praise. What is that for an introduction to Shemoin Esra? The Sforum say, when a person stands lifnei Hashem, Shemoin Esra, lifnei Hashem, amid lifnei Hashem, it is overwhelmed by such an awe and such a fear that it even can't open his mouth anymore. So he asks, Hashem, Sefosai Tiftach, open my lips, please, open my lips. Everything is ready inside to speak, but the lips don't open. I can't bring it out. I can't express myself. Hashem, Sefosai Tiftach, open my lips. Ufi yagiti lo secho, memela, my mouth will be able to speak, will be able to say your praise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barayv Rachamov, even in this case now, in our difficult situation, is also a mechanech. He's mechanech us to Yiro. Yiro, in general, when we see what happens, and Yiro as an hakdoma, as an introduction to tefillah. Yifnei gdulos cho'em et ve'boel. Indeed, we are mamit. We are only mamit now. However, with a mamit, we can't fool ourselves. We can't say, because our great achievements, we deserve all the credits. Bilvat she'kaven libo l'ashomayim. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to get this message. So we will grow of it. Our tefillahs will grow. The quality of our tefillahs will grow. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mekabel berachamim uv'rotzein es tefiloseinu. To be able to go back to shul without the us, without the negativity might be of us v'raglaim choyte, of being used to enter shul like I enter my home, my private home. And I would be a shtachave lechal kotshecho b'yirotsecho, with a renewed yira, with a renewed realization that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu chasodim, we wouldn't be zeicher to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help to bring the Yeshua b'mheir of Yomeinu. We'd want to add that Mirtz Hashem, from next week on, if the situation remains the same, we'll deal with Pesach, with the union of Pesach, a few minutes behalocha, a few minutes in Agoda, and we should hear only Besuras Torahs. Have a good evening, and let's go and daven Maariv.